This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Qaf, he says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
إن في ذلك لذكرى لمن كان له قلب أو ألقى السمع وهو شهيد.
Indeed, في ذلك, i.e. this Quran, لذكرى. It's a reminder for us. But not for everyone. There are certain conditions that have to be met in order for you and I to be able to actually heed the reminder of the Quran. Oh Allah, what are those conditions?
لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ.
It's a reminder for those, and those people will be able to benefit, those who before they arrived at the doorsteps of the Quran,
كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ.
He had already rectified the state of his spiritual heart and he was ready to receive the guidance from it.
لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ,
i.e. before you came to the Qur'an, you had a heart that was functional. Now when you receive the revelation, when we are inspired by it, then it has a profound impact on us.
لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ.
Second condition, أَوْ أَلْقَ السَّمْعَ. When Qur'an is being recited, we pay attention to it. Attentively listen to it. Whatever is being mentioned.
وَهُوَ شَهِيد,
i.e. this person or his heart is also present in the moment. Not that you are physically present and your mind is wandering in 1,000 places while Qur'an is being recited or it is being explained. All of these three conditions must be met prior to us benefiting anything related to Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions the word qalb wa mushtaqatiha and all the other derivatives of it in more than 132 verses in the Qur'an. And if you may remember, we had mentioned this earlier, that there are multiple ways of doing tafsir of the Qur'an. Within the tafsir, you can have tafsir which is chronological, or you can have something which is called tafsir al-mawdu'i, thematic tafsir. We look at the theme. We look at the theme of ruh. We look at the theme of love. We look at the theme of qalb, heart, from the Qur'an. And we try to figure out what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in the Qur'an about our hearts. So Allah talks about a diseased heart in the Qur'an. Allah talks about a sound heart in the Qur'an. Allah talks about hearts that are blameworthy. They're blameworthy, they're not something good. And He also talks about praiseworthy hearts. Allah talks about the qualities that the heart can inhibit and install, be installed in it, such as yaqeen or the opposite of it, kufr, denial. So we are talking about the spiritual heart. We're not talking about al-mudgha, the piece of flesh that you and I have, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it's a really, really weak narration, but it has a profound meaning, which is everything in this world has a heart. Everything on the face of this earth, i.e. the living things, they have a heart. I.e. he's referring to the physical heart. That everybody has a physical heart. But we are not talking about that physical heart. We are talking about قلب الروحاني, the spiritual heart. Now, in the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we were to look at various different types of hearts that are mentioned, you will find that there are seven various different types of the Qur'an, as Fayroz Abadi, he mentions in his kitab, in his book, that there are seven different types of Qur'an. So if we were to look at all of these 132 verses, and we were to say, okay, can we categorize these verses into the types of heart and what they're discussing?
you will come down to 7 different types of hearts that are mentioned in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Nahl, He says, فَالَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مُنْكِرَةٌ For those who don't believe in the Akhirah, they have a heart that is in denial. A denying heart, or the heart that is in denial, is, as Fairuzabadi says, هَذَا قَلْبُ الْكَافِرِ This is the heart of a kafir. Why? Because he sees everything. He sees the creation of Allah. He sees all the signs. He sees the signs within himself. And that's why he chooses to deny. And the word kafir comes from kafara. Before Islam, kafir used to be a farmer. A kafir used to be a farmer. That's what the Arabs knew a kafir as. What is the job of a farmer? To take the seed, to dig the hole, to hide the seed under the ground and to cover it. Similarly, kafir or قُلُوبُهُمْ مُنْكِرَةٌ When do you do inkar? When you recognize something and you say, I'm not going to listen to this. That state of inkar, he recognized. So in kufr, there is the recognition of truth, but then the option of saying, I'm going to use my choice and free will and I'm going to deny. And that's what a kafir is. He hides the evident truth, covers it up with his desires, with the diseases of the heart, and does not allow it to penetrate in his heart. May Allah protect us from that. The second heart is the heart of a munafiq. The second heart is the heart of a munafiq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا They have a diseased heart. In their heart is a disease, so Allah increased them in their disease. This is a heart that wants to have iman, but it is infected with a disease, so the iman cannot find any station or any solid ground to sustain and grow itself, because it's filled with so much sickness. May Allah cure our hearts, Ya Rabb. Then you have the heart, and this is a munafiq who is i'tiqadi or amali. I.e., whether he is a true munafiq, in a sense he was never a Muslim, he's just pretending to be a Muslim, or he was a Muslim, but now he's finding it hard to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's using excuses of nifaq to cover up his sins. Then this third type of heart is heart of a Muslim who's a sinner. So this is a person who submits, he doesn't have nifaq in his heart, but he's a sinner. He falls prey to his desires. This heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, to woe to those hearts that have hardened qasiya, their sins have hardened their hearts, and they're not able to take heed from the dhikr of Allah. When Allah reminds us, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ When Allah tells us things, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Those verses don't hit us. Because as the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that when a person يَعْمِلُ عَمَلَ السَّيِّئِ أو الْمَعْصِيَةِ When a person does ma'asiyah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places نُقْتَةً Like there's a dot, a black dot is placed. حَتَّى يَسِيرُ الْقَلْبُ مُسْوَدَّى Until the heart becomes completely black, so no light can penetrate in it. May Allah illuminate our hearts from the light of the Qur'an, Ya Rabb. So this is those people who are Muslims, but man, their hearts have become so hardened. You know, if you tell them, brother, it's time for Maghrib, it's like, yeah, inshallah, I'll pray later. Oh, I'm not in a state that I can pray right now. They'll make some random excuses. We all have seen those things, right? Or we're doing something, you know what, it's okay. I just don't pray. Subhanallah. You say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And you say you don't pray? May Allah cure our hearts, Ya Rabbi. Then the next heart is a heart of the special people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
من خشي الرحمن بالغيب وجاء بقلب منيب.
Whosoever was in awe, khashya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, khashya of Rahman. The word khashya is when we recognize the absolute value of the person that we're dealing with. For example, if you happen to have a meeting tomorrow with whichever company you work in, your CEO, there's a state that your heart is going to be in, which it was not yesterday before you had the meeting with your CEO. If you were to have a meeting with the head of state of a country, there is this feeling of awe, this feeling of grandeur that fills your heart that I'm about to meet a very important person. Similarly, khashya, walillahi al-mathalu al-a'la, khashya is the state of our heart when we come to a recognition of Allah's maqam. And Allah's qadr, the quiddity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. No matter how much we try to fill our hearts with the qadr, with the absolute value of Allah, we will never be able to. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if the entire trees were pens, and the entire earth's oceans were inks, and مِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ, and if we were to bring a second earth and write even with those pens and all those inks, مَا نَفِذَتْ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي, the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not end. So this is a heart that has this amazing awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ خَشِيَ الرَّحْمَانِ بِالْغَيْبِ. This state of his is not just in front of people, it's also hidden. The second meaning of it is Allah is not visible. So his khashya is of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his sifat, because Allah is ghaib for him. وَجَاءَ بِقَلْبٍ مُنِيبٍ. And when he comes back to Allah, this person comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he comes with a heart that is munib. Anaba yunibu means that every single time this heart gets distracted away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it brings the person conscientiously brings him back, himself back to Allah. That is Rajulul Munib. Ibrahim alayhi salam, awahum munib. That every single time he would get distracted with anything in the world, he would force his heart back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us that heart, Ya Rabb. The next heart is the heart that is filled with khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ.
Indeed, believers are those when Allah, when the word Allah is mentioned. إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ, when Allah's name is mentioned.
وَجِيلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ,
their hearts, they start trembling from the recognition they have of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and whose name has been mentioned.
وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ,
and when the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are recited on these believers,
زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا,
it increases their hearts with iman. Allahumma zid imanana ya Rabb. Then you have a heart that is an aware heart. It has ever, it's ever conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a heart that never forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in these verses, he prefaces it in Surah Shu'ara with the first thing that distracts us the most.
يَوْمَ لَا,
on that day there is no one.
ينفع مال ولا بنون.
No money or children are going to benefit on that day. The ultimate source of my distraction and your distraction.
إنما أولادكم فتنة.
Your awlad, your children are a test. Then Allah says, who are going to benefit on that day?
إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهِ.
Except the one who was occupied with his family, who was occupied with money, but he had one quality. One beautiful quality.
إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهِ.
That this person came to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ.
With a sound heart. His heart was never in his children. His heart was never with his money. As some of the ulama, they say, when you remove the love of dunya from your heart, dunya is yours for taking. Because it's no longer in your heart and it's in your hands. Insha'Allah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq, in the month of Ramadan, insha'Allah, whatever we're going to do, the khutabs that we're going to do and any other forms of interaction that I may have, we're going to focus on trying to understand these seven different types of heart in the entire month. Because the command of Ramadan, when Allah tells us to fast, it's first, the first thing the command is addressing is not my physical body. It's my spiritual heart. When Allah says fast, right? فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. This command, whosoever sees Ramadan, then he shall fast. This command of fasting is not for my physical body. As much as we may think that Ramadan is all about physicality. We've talked about it in detail in our Monday night reflections, but it's about my spiritual state. So I think it's great that if we can connect the month of Quran with understanding a theme that is so important for us in this month. And the idea is that we'll put together a package where you're able to understand it from the Quran, then from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and trying to bring some examples of our Salaf al-Salihin, how they implemented this particular quality or any of these seven qualities, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala.